members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We're now welcoming to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing just fine. A bye week for you on Saturday and your team last week. How did you make use of the bye week?
We had some good practices, got some young guys some work, did some interesting stuff, and I know you followed a little bit on social media. We actually started two practices with a debate tournament. Took about 15, 25 minutes, but found it to be pretty enlightening, interesting, and set the tone for what we were trying to accomplish intellectually. So it was a good week.
Where did that idea come from, and what was the what were you hoping to gain from it?
Well, my academic advisor and I have been talking, and she's pretty interesting, pretty imaginative, and she brought the idea to me just in general, and after hearing it, I thought it was a genius move. See, these kids love to talk, but their talk is not necessarily disciplined, organized, or planned, and that they just spew words. And if we're going to educate. Let's give them a box to work in. Let's kind of create the ability to have civil, intelligent discourse, which this world is missing greatly currently, and let them, you know, try to be able to set the example for the future. And I was amazed how much these kids took to this, how much they wanted to do it, and how hard they worked at it.
That's great. Media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question comes from the line of Mike Klingerman with the Baltimore Sun.
Coach, what's the status of Shane Simpson and Morgan Mihalik now?
Still out.
Both?
Correct.
Okay. Well, you want to see both of them being out for the rest of the season, or?
Oh, God, I hope not. I really hope not.
Who's closer to being to coming back?
Today, Shane probably.
Okay, because you really don't want your quarterback to lead the team in rushing.
No, I don't.
You've scored 7 touchdowns in 5 games, and now you're facing a quarterback who's really on a roll. I think Lauletta's passed for like 17 touchdowns this year. What can you do to take the pressure off your defense?
Control the ball more and don't turn it over. Let's execute on offense and put the ball in the box.
Well, but it hasn't really happened so far.
That is correct. You asked me what it is that we were going, what we needed to do, so that's what we need to do.
Right, and did you just, with the week off, did you just drill it more into their heads, or is the light bulb come on, or is it just a matter of bad luck?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not going to say we're the luckiest team in America to not have your starting tailback and starting quarterback after the first couple weeks of the season. But, no, we spent the bye week practicing really hard and getting the experience in the bodies and minds of these young kids who now have to step up. We got them a lot of reps so they could see a lot of things. And as I said earlier today in a different interview, it's the best offensive bye week I've ever been a part of.
Well, you'll probably need it to go up against this guy who was the conference offensive player of the week. How do you stop this guy? I think he's had like 63 touchdowns in his career.
Yeah, Kyle is truly impressive, isn't he? He really is. He's one of the best to ever play in this league, and that's a heavy statement considering the talent that's come through here. Now, we're going to have to try to pressure him, which is a hard thing to do, and hope that we can contain him and not let him beat us. You know, it's not just him. He's got a bevy of wideouts, and they're all really, really talented. And, no, it's a challenge.
Yeah, but you only lost to them by 3 points last year, and they had a rally to do it. So, obviously, something was going right playing him last year.
No, it is. It's a team effort. We're going to have to be efficient with the football and offense and score points. We're going to have to get to him when we can. You know, the more times you hit a quarterback, you know, just ask Roethlisberger, the less accurate they become. And yeah, seriously, we have to be defensively really sound and great eyes. Don't be looking where you shouldn't be. Focus on your job alone. And we've been getting better at that week to week. And I'm impressed with what we're doing, but we're about to face the biggest test so far.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Mike.
Your next question comes from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Permit me a follow-up question on your debates. Were these limited to football, or were social issues involved, or what did the Tigers talk about?
Mostly hot topics. that are in the media today, and teaching them that the ability to have civil discourse about a hot topic, creating rules that they have to stay within the boundaries of so that they can communicate their points intelligently instead of just loudly and recklessly.
Thank you.
Rob, you guys were a fairly young offense to begin with this season, and obviously the injuries you've touched on have made you even younger. With a bye week and having the best offensive week, what do you feel like you improved most on, and what do you feel like you need to improve most on?
I think general schematic understanding. You know, when you're taking a bunch of freshman guys, and not so much in Ryan's case, he's at least been here for a year, but for those tailbacks, you know, when you're a high school tailback, man, and you don't know what you're looking at, you just take the ball and run to the sideline because you're faster than everybody else. And the smarter that these kids get, the more understanding they understand about what we're doing offensively and how we're attacking the defense and why. I got some heady kids, and really picked up a lot of reps just mentally. And I think that their understanding of what we're trying to do schematically grew greatly in a week. We did a really good job with that.
While Ryan's been there a year, I'm guessing you probably didn't expect that he was going to get the number of snaps that he's gotten this season. How has he progressed over the first five games?
Some highs and some lows. You know, really seeing him do stuff that is probably above his maturity level at the Division I level. But then, you know, on occasion, some bobo stuff, some things that, you know, just creep up on you for lack of good technique, lack of balance, really simple stuff that when your head gets in the way, your feet get all out of whack. And he worked hard on a technical game during the week, and I'm pleased with the strides that he made.
Switching to the defensive side of the ball, you've also had some injuries on that side as well. Just kind of give me your feeling on how they've played and what you'd like to see them do better here down the stretch.
Hey, listen, Zane up front, you know, he's big and strong and knows exactly what we're doing and does it really, really well. And not only that, he's the voice of that defense and the calming voice of that defense. But the young guys have stepped up, and Reese stepped up last week. We played them a little bit, guys by position, you know, rolling guys through, and just stood up, said, "Look, next man up. We're going to get it done." And you know, playing a good Villanova team, I thought we did a decent job. You know, we put our defense in a bad spot twice by fumbling the ball inside the red zone, their red zone. But what we did in the bye week, just kind of securing what we already knew, tweaking it, making it a little bit better, making it a little bit more disciplined, making it a little more excitable. So, like I said, it's tough to do a bye week after a loss, but I think we did that the right way.
You've talked about Kyle Lauletta and how good he is, and you're obviously very familiar with Richmond, but first year under Coach Huseman, is it a different-looking Richmond team at all, and what kind of challenges did they present?
Some discipline, some difference, but not entirely. You know, a little bit of tweaks schematically, but what you see is a fast, physical, athletic, and more to the point, disciplined team. Especially when I go look at them assignment-wise, they don't make a lot of mistakes. Guys don't go the wrong way. Guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing all the time. Defensively, they're always in the right spot. They're always filling the right gaps. Their eyes are always in the right place. And that's it's a tough thing to deal with when you know they're not going to make any mistakes, but it's also good because you know where they're going to be.
All right, Rob, thanks for the time as always today, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob. See you.
All right, thank you.